When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Take it with you wherever you go. We're always on. Whenever you want to listen in, you can listen at WakeUpCallDT.com and your Sports DT app from the Apple Store and Google Play Store. On the line with me right now, very happy to have as a special guest, Davon Ellison from Don Bosco Prep School in Ramsey, New Jersey, 2015 defensive back who's looking to find that right fit for him and has some offers coming through already for his college football future. And I'm happy to welcome him here to the show. Davon, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now, first and foremost for you, I mean, the state of New Jersey, I've heard recently, is starting to get some more publicity, that there's some talent coming out of here. There's some guys. I mean, when you hear about football, people automatically think about the South. They think Texas. They think maybe a little bit of Midwest, but definitely Florida. New Jersey's kind of heating up a little bit. And what can you say about the fact that your state is being looked at a little bit more now for recruiting?
Well, New Jersey is definitely on the rise. There's definitely a lot of competition, especially with all the parochial schools. There's so much competition on each team that, like, every single game is, like, a really good game. And everybody, mostly, a lot of people work out together, so there's a lot of competition on the field, which makes the game more interesting.
Who are your favorite receivers to go up against?
Najee Clayton, Gene Coleman, and a couple other guys from DePaul.
When you're going up against these guys, how many times, honestly, do you feel like you got the best out of them, or have they gotten you a few times? Does it kind of go back and forth?
Yeah, it's a kind of going back and forth kind of thing.
So when you look at where you are right now at your school and the fact that you have another year to play high school football for Don Bosco Prep School, what can you say about what you've learned from this team? I know we've talked about New Jersey having talent, but specifically Don Bosco, what can you take away from the team that you're currently on?
The team that I'm on right now, everybody on our team works hard. We're just coming off a 7-4 season, so everybody's in the weight room grinding this off season, and we're just really looking forward to get after it this summer and have a successful season.
Now, while you're prepping for your season, and potentially while your season's going on, offers coming in for you, and you just recently got an offer from Army that you and I talked about a little bit off the air here, and Boston College, Old Dominion, Rutgers, and Syracuse are all those schools that have currently offered you. What sticks out when you hear those five schools? Is there any school that specifically has piqued your interest at this point?
Syracuse definitely sticks out because when I was younger, I used to play basketball, and like I always wanted to go to Syracuse to play basketball. So it's like kind of interesting to get a scholarship for football at Syracuse.
Now, as far as the sport of basketball, are you still playing that as well or no?
No, not anymore.
So when you're growing up, you wanted to play basketball at Syracuse. Now all of a sudden, you go over into football in your career and things come back around full circle, so to speak, and Syracuse is interested. What do you know about Syracuse so far?
To be honest, I don't have that much knowledge of Syracuse to say anything, but I've been doing my research the past couple of days, and I plan on doing a lot more and getting down to the school in a couple of weeks or so.
When you say that you want to get there in a couple of weeks, when tentatively are you planning on going to Syracuse? I mean, are you planning on going to one of the camps, or is there a date besides that you're just going to look at the campus?
Yeah, a day that I could just go down there and just visit everything.
Do you know, I mean, are we talking early June, mid-June? Do you have anything penciled in at this point?
As soon as possible.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training in a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. We'd like to give a special thanks to who you just heard from in the Dan Satora broadcast media family, that being Job Corps. Job Corps in Syracuse, helping you out ages 16 to 24. If you need that direction in your life, looking for that job, needing some type of education to help you make that next step. If you're missing a component or just feel that the way that you're going isn't the way that you want to go and you're between the ages of 16 and 24, make the decision to take the next step in your life in the positive direction. Let that next step for you be towards something special, something good, and call 315-478-5529 right now. That's 315-478-5529. With orientations weekly, Job Corps in Syracuse is looking to help you by calling 315-478-5529. You could take your next positive step in your life today. I also want to give a special thanks to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Whether it's your prom, your wedding, any special event that you're going to, an opening for your art gallery, whatever it may be, when it comes to something special in your life, you want to look good. You want to look back on those pictures and say, yeah, that's me. And so when it comes to looking good and feeling good, choose Giovanni's. That's who I chose for my tuxedo and all my groomsmen's tuxedos, as well as my father-in-law for my wedding. I went to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, minutes from the Syracuse airport. So if you're a groomsman coming into town or a groom that's coming into town, maybe you're out of town and getting married here and looking for a place right by the highway as well, centrally located in so many different ways for you, 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Giovanni's, helping every man look like a gentleman, including myself, for my wedding. Call them now to set up an appointment at 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. Or stop in to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, today. Getting back to the line with Davon Ellison, 2015 prospect for college football, coming out of Don Bosco Prep School in Ramsey, New Jersey. When you talk about Syracuse when you're a kid and it drew your attention, and now you're saying as soon as possible, what's so important about Syracuse for you to get there right away?
I'm really interested, and I just want to see what Syracuse is all about. I want to see for like my own eyes.
Now, you had told me that the tight end coach for Syracuse, Bobby Acosta, he is your recruiting guy from the Syracuse Orange. And what can you tell me about Bobby? I know you haven't met him in person, but what's the conversation been like?
Well, from talking to him our last couple conversations, he's a really cool guy. He cares about his players, and he always tells me how, like, he's not recruiting me to be a football player. He's recruiting me to be part of his family, stuff like that. And he's just a really down-to-earth type of guy, and I really like him.
What has he said to you about why they offered you? Has he talked to you about your game and your ability at all?
Yeah, he said he loves my film. He loves the way I play the game, and he doesn't care about my size because I'm a tough player.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Want to give a special thanks once again to who you just heard from of the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family. That's Dreisig Apparel at DreisigApparel.com. Dreisig Apparel.com. Head there for your business, your team, your event, whatever you have going on where you want to look professional for your large group of people, whether you're doing a breast cancer walk, you're doing a golf tournament for your business, or you're just looking for t-shirts, polos for your business, you need to go to DreisigApparel.com, helping to outfit you the way that you want to be outfitted. When it comes to looking good and feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, you can help design your future with DreisigApparel.com. Dreisig Apparel.com. Also, FanHands.com that you heard from. With 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. Find your favorite team's color and start clapping today. FanHands.com, the universal language of a fan, is clapping your hands. Do it better, stronger, louder than you've ever done it before. The true fan experience starts with Fan Hands, found at FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. And for Honda City, just a short trip out of the city of Syracuse, Honda City, found on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. You could find the next vehicle that you're going to be taking your family out, your significant other, your buddies, your girlfriends, or just a drive yourself. Get your next vehicle at Honda City. I did that. I trust Honda City. That's why I've not only gone to them this time, but we went to them before. Honda City is where my family has gone for years, and it's where I just got my very own vehicle, my first vehicle that's all me,
And I thank Honda City for bringing me through the process and giving me the opportunity to find what I want, treating me as a person, and helping me to feel comfortable when I drove my car off the lot. And now every morning that I wake up, I smile when I see my... When I leave the mall and I go outside and I look at my car, I smile when I see that car. I really do. I love the color. I love the look of it. I love the way that it feels. So Honda City helped me to smile when I look at my vehicle, not to dread having to drive home, not to dread the fact that, oh, I got this vehicle and this and that. I love my car, and I thank Honda City for helping me to be able to make that honest statement. You know me. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. I tell you how I feel. And when it comes to my car, trust me, I've had good experiences and I've had the not so great experiences. But this car that I got from Honda City, I love it. Find the car that you can fall in love with today at Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And you can also shop for your next vehicle to fall in love with at CuseHonda.com. That's CuseHonda.com.
Getting back to the line with Davon Ellison, 2015 prospect for college football, coming out of Don Bosco Prep School in Ramsey, New Jersey. Now, when you look at your game compared to your size, where are you at height-wise right now, and you know how have you responded to that?
As of right now, I'm 5'9", but the way I handle it is I work on my technique every single day. I work on my footwork, and I also work on my speed so I can catch up to people and stick with the bigger receivers, and I work on my press all the time.
When you have that height, you know, I'm 5'8", so, you know, I can, you know, obviously know where 5'9 is about when I look at myself. Being 5'9 and having defensive backs out there that are 6', 6'1", maybe even 6'2" at times, have you had to go through, you know, as you're growing up, being a smaller defensive back as far as height goes, have you had a lot of adversity or a lot of people that thought that you couldn't get the job done?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When you go out there on the field and you stop a wide receiver or you cancel out a play or maybe you help out and take down a running back, whatever it may be, how good does it feel to not only be a football player who's doing well, but to be one of those guys that people counted out? Is that a special feeling for you because you know some people look at your size and automatically think that you can't do it?
Yeah, it feels really good, but at the same time, I stay humble and just keep to my game.
Let's look at your game. As far as what you feel you do best, I know you talked about some things that you practice on to overcome being 5'9", and you want to make sure that you can go up against anybody. What do you think you do the best when it comes to your play at defensive back?
At my play, I think I'm really good at being physical. I think I'm really good at getting receivers off their routes and like sticking with receivers and pushing them towards the sidelines. And I'm really good with my eyes and my hips, and I know how to find the ball.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's MCDONNELLS, McDonald's Parkway. 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Borio's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, the food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Borio's prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, they're with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is the type of company that I like having with Dan Satora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face every single time you go in there. The owners are somewhere helping out Borio's to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Borio's Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Dan Satora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond. Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Borio's through Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Stay close to WakeUpCallDT.com as well as Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT. That's CALLDT to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Borio's at 8891 McDonald's Parkway, overlooking Oneida Lake. Getting back to the line with Davon Ellison, 2015 prospect for college football, coming out of Don Bosco Prep School in Ramsey, New Jersey. When you have different quarterbacks going up against you week to week, I want to hear about some of that talent that you have. Like you said, with your eyes, you know, that you're trying to read the quarterback, trying to figure out what he's going to do next. What can you say about the talent that you've gone up against in New Jersey, and is it similar or is there a lot of different styles that you've seen at quarterback when you're going up against them?
There's not a lot of different styles, but, like, there's a couple of them. I also watch a lot of film, so I can see, like, what quarterbacks like to do. Like, if they're trying to bait me, if they're trying to just throw me off by giving me a look or something like that. So all those types of things just work out after I watch film.
Then as far as the other side of things, Davon, when you look at areas you want to work on, places that you feel that you can improve, what are those areas right now?
I definitely need to improve my speed. I need to improve my hips, and I need to work on finding the ball better.
When you talk about finding the ball, I know you talked about your eyes as a positive. When you say you want to find the ball better, what are you really keying in on when you say that?
When the receiver looks up for the ball to, like, turn around and, like, find the ball at its highest point.
As you go forward and you work on these areas and obviously keep working on the talents that you do have, you've had other schools besides Syracuse who we've talked about that have already offered you. You said Syracuse out of all of them stuck out when I asked you. As far as the other schools that have reached out and given you an offer at this point, are there any other schools that are intriguing to you or that you're planning on going out to visit so far from what you've gotten back?
Yeah, Boston College.
Why Boston College? What is it about them that draws you to them as well?
because Boston College is a really good college. It's great academically, and from what I've been hearing about Boston College, when after you graduate the school, you have connections for a lifetime and stuff like that, and that's really important to have. And they have a really good coaching staff up there that's changing the program around.
When it comes to the coaching staff, is there anyone that you've built a relationship with or has directly recruited you that you feel you've kind of started to build a little bit with?
Coach Day.
And what can you say about your relationship with him?
He's a really good guy. We talk to each other a couple times a week. He calls me, I call him. We talk about, we don't even talk about football all the time. We just talk about life, how I'm doing, how he's doing, stuff like that. He's just a cool guy.
So you bring up Boston College and Syracuse, Old Dominion, Rutgers, and Army. Are they of any interest to you, or is your focus primarily right now on Boston College and Syracuse?
No, they definitely have my interest. I'm not cutting anybody out because I decided to commit on my mom's birthday, which is August 11th. So I just want to have an open mind right now and take everything in.
I want to go to that, mom's birthday, August 11th. What made you decide that day, that special day for your mom, is the day that you want to make your commitment?
Because me and my mom have been sacrificing a lot my entire life for like football and stuff like that, and I figured what better way would it be to show her my appreciation by committing on her birthday.
What has mom meant to you? I mean, I know you said that you've sacrificed a lot with her throughout your lifetime, and obviously is a grand gesture to make your commitment on her birthday. What can you say about your life growing up with your mom?
My mom was always running around with me and stuff like that, even if she didn't want to, or even if it was too far away. She was always there to take me to camps and stuff, games, practices. At one point, I was playing basketball and football and boxing at the same time, and she would take me to boxing practice, and then right after, take me to football practice for like 3 times a week. So that's probably difficult, as I would think.
So you know, what has mom said to you? I mean, in those times, like you said, even if she didn't want to, when you're going all over the place and you're playing all different sports, what have you seen from your mom? I mean, obviously, her support is visible by bringing you there, but what's your conversation been like with your mom growing up? What have you taken from, you know, just having those times in the car to talk with her?
She just wants me to have a really good future and to be successful, and she doesn't want me being out in the streets where, like, everybody else is, and she just wants me to have, like, a good head, and, like, she's always right there to keep my mind right.
Now, Davon, when you talk about the streets, some people get lost in them, and when it comes to you, what keeps you off the streets and what keeps you focused?
Football and my family, because I wouldn't want my mom to wake up with me being in a casket or something like that, or me being in jail or something like that.
Have you had friends or people that are close to you that you've kind of lost to the streets a little bit?
Yeah.
So when those things happen, Davon, I mean, how difficult is it? I mean, obviously, you're staying off and you're working to do the right thing. How difficult do you think it is sometimes for, you know, I mean, your age? I mean, yeah, you're playing high school football, you have colleges interested in you, but, you know, I think some people forget you're still a kid. How difficult do you think it is sometimes for some of the kids in New Jersey to stay off the streets? I mean, do you think it's something that test people every day, or do you think it's not?
Well, I mean, it's kind of difficult because, like, if you have a really good friend and he's on the streets, it's kind of difficult to, like, put him on the same path as you, because not everybody has the same view. So it's just, like, difficult because people want to be on the streets because, like, they're, like, because of their friends or, like, other reasons or, like, family problems and stuff like that. So, like, you never know, like, the full story.
You said you stay off because of your mom and you stay off with football. When you have friends that don't stay off, you know, have you How do you deal with those situations when you have bonds with people that make decisions obviously very different from what you're trying to do?
I talk to them all the time. I try to get them. I try to talk to them about doing different things, surrounding themselves with different people, and just having like a different view of things and like not so streetwise.
Do you feel like it's worked with any of your friends?
Yeah, definitely.
So this is something that, you know, we're talking about it, and on the football field, leadership, even in the locker room, and when you're in class, leadership is an important thing, and it sounds like you're trying to establish that when it comes to going to the streets or doing something positive in your life instead. How do you feel you're developing as a leader, and how can what you see go on outside of football help you to become a good leader?
Well, I've been playing on the varsity team for Don Bosco since I was a freshman. So I've been like going through a lot of leadership. A lot of great football players have been teaching me the way up. And now I'm going to be a senior, so I have to step up my game, be a leader to all these freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. And it definitely works out off the field too. And in the when I do go back to Linden or whatever, I talk to the younger kids all the time about like keeping themselves busy and stuff like that. So I think football, my leadership of football, definitely takes on with the streets.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line in this special opportunity through Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, you're listening to running back Deltron Sands out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the 2015 incoming class for college football. Before we head back to the line to Deltron, I would like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, who you've heard throughout the show, located on 4322 East Genesee Street
in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University. It's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation and the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sundae, which comes with chocolate, vanilla, or soft-serve Carvel ice cream. That phenomenal flavor that you've had for years at Carvel DeWitt is now inside the Wake Up Call Sundae. You choose chocolate, vanilla, or a twist. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light chocolate, vanilla, or a twist for the Wake Up Call Sundae. So Carvel Light giving you less calories per ounce and still giving you the opportunity to have the Wake Up Call Sundae in the only location anywhere in the world that it can be found. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard. Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. And, of course, for all of your other favorites, your traditional sundaes to the flying saucers, to Cookie Puss and all of the ice cream cakes, and to personalizing an ice cream cake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. Open 7 days a week, all year round. Every season is Carvel DeWitt season. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not, and in that moment to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me, and coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future, and also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity, and that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Dan Totoro broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now. 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings, or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to debbyc1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. By phone and by email, get out to Deborah Crossman and start taking yourself seriously. You definitely can't hurt you to have the opportunity to see things from a different angle, something that I appreciate that Deborah helped me to do and continues to help me to do. I want to give a special thanks to drysiglady.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G lady www.thehairforpeople.com. When it comes to feeling good and looking good for the woman in your life and for all the women listening, drysiglady.com is fit for every woman, changing with you without you having to change. Whether it's the relaxed fit, bamboo line, or if you're looking for something when you're going out for a run or going to the gym that has more of that athletic feel to it, drysiglady.com is fit for every woman, whatever you're doing throughout your day, to help you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. As we know that you're busy, drysiglady.com helps you with your schedule to feel good doing it. drysiglady.com. Head there now. DreisSig Lady.com. Getting back to the line with Davon Ellison, 2015 prospect for college football, coming out of Don Bosco Prep School in Ramsey, New Jersey.
When you look at the football field and your position as a defensive back, you know, we've talked a lot about corner. Have you had any of the teams talk to you about nickel or safety, or is it strictly corner for you?
No, I had a couple teams talk to me about playing either side of the ball, a little bit of safety, corner, and nickelback.
So if we look at these teams, you know, from Army to BC, Syracuse, Rutgers, and Old Dominion, what schools have offered you what? You know, what positions are these schools looking at?
Every school is offering me as a DB, but a couple of them are saying that, like, I could choose to play an offense if I really want to.
What teams have given you that potential opportunity to play on offense?
Old Dominion and Boston College.
Did they say where they would like you to be if you're on offense?
A-back.
So is that something that you feel that, you know, if you had that opportunity, would you be comfortable with that? I mean, do you have a lot of history offensively to do something like that?
Yes, I would definitely consider playing offense in college, because this past season, towards the end of the season, I started to play offense a lot more. And just by the look of it, I made, like, a big impact in the games on offense. So if I can make a big impact in the game at college, I'll be more than happy to do that.
Well, Davon, I'm hoping that wherever you go, you make a big impact. And I truly appreciate you taking some time to talk with me here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com. And I'm looking forward as you go through your time here with your recruiting and with your season to come. And, of course, Mom's birthday coming up, that you and I will continue to talk here on the show. I'd love to have you back, and I really appreciate you taking some time out of your day.
Thank you.